What are you doing, McGee? You perched there at the front window like you were a setter and there was a covey of quail in the yard.
I'm just watching for that postman, Molly. I'm expecting some important mail.
You haven't thrown your money away on another fly-by-night scheme, have you, McGee?
Oh, I've made a small investment in my future. That's what it means. I've signed up to take a memory training course by mail.
What for?
Because big executives have got to have good memories, that's why. Being able to remember a lot of stuff is what separates the wheat from the chaff in this business world.
But you're not in the business world.
Oh, I will be as soon as I take this memory course. I'll be able to keep my finger on the pulse of so many different projects at the same time that they'll be after me to become president of the AT&T or something.
I doubt if they'll be after you to become the president of it.
I don't see why not. With the excellent memory I got to start with, I ought to be a genius by the time I get through taking a memory course.
I've seen goldfish with better memories than you have, McGee. You're always forgetting to do things.
That's not true in the least, Wags. I just have so many big things on my mind that I let some of the smaller ones go.
You mean little things like putting your shoes on the wrong feet in the morning and remembering to shave?
That's right. Then things are trivialities. Anything that's really important is etched on my memory for all time to come. And speaking of coming, the postman is coming up the walk right now. I'll go meet him. I can hardly wait to get started on my course.
Ah, there goes a good kid. A mind like a sieve, but a heart made of gold.
That dread of memory school anyway. The first lesson still hasn't come, and I ordered that course more than 2 weeks ago.
Maybe they forgot to send it.
Molly, the Apex Memory School never forgets anything. They're just letting me cool my heels. And I don't like it one bit.
Now, there's no reason to get all worked up, McGee. It probably was just delayed in the mail for some reason.
I sent them my good money for that course. They probably figure I got such a poor memory I don't even remember ordering the thing. But they've run across one perceptive student who's not going to be a pigeon for their crooked schemes. What they didn't figure on is that I got a good memory. I just needed their course to make it a little better, that's all.
Well, fussing and fuming at me isn't going to do any good.
I know that, but I'm planning to take some action that will do some good. I'm going to write that outfit a letter that'll give them a piece of my mind.
Okay, dearie. If it'll make you feel any better, you go to it.
Well, I'm going to tell them I'm no absent-minded professor that mails them a check for $10 and then forgets all about it. Here, let me sit down here at the desk. Pencil and paper.
Now, don't write anything threatening if you're going to send it through the mail.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
Here on the desk. It's my envelope with a check in it to the memory school. I guess I forgot to mail it.
What was that big brown envelope that came for you in the morning mail, McGee?
It was my first lesson from the Apex Memory Training School. I told you I signed up for it. And believe me, kiddo, this system of theirs is great, you know.
Well, it doesn't seem to have helped you much so far.
What you mean?
You forgot to take the trash out again this morning.
I didn't forget to take it out, Molly. I'm just employing the Apex system. You remember the important stuff by dismissing the trivialities from your mind. And taking out the trash happens to be a triviality.
An awful lot of trash collectors would be thrown out of work if everybody thought that way.
Well, I don't mean that the trash don't have to be carried out by somebody. It's just not the job for a person with a great mind. That's what the Apex people say.
I don't think I'm going to like the Apex people.
Oh, they're a wonderful crowd, Molly. In fact, they're making a new man out of me. When I get the system learned, I'll remember everything I ever knew. Would you like to know how it works?
No, not particularly.
Well, it's all based on the association of ideas, you see. Everything a human being knows is associated with something else. We don't just have stray facts running around loose in our cerebariums.
Well, that's a comforting thought.
Now, for instance, you say a word, and I'll show you how I associate that word with other stuff.
All right. The word is tetraethyl.
Oh, come on, Molly. Stop skipping around. I'm serious about this.
Okay. I'll give you another word. Indian.
Well, Indian reminds me of the Battle of Tippecanoe. That, right away, reminds me of a fact I hadn't thought of in years, that it was fought on February 11th, 1811. That makes me think that it was the year before the War of 1812, and the hero of that war was Oliver Hazard Perry. Hazard makes me think of fire hazard, and when I think of fire, I think of furnace. And that reminds me that I got to fire the furnace in a few minutes. You see how it works?
I'm certainly glad that the hero of the War of 1812 wasn't Winfield Scott.
Why?
We would have gotten awfully cold before you fixed the furnace.
Molly, you're always looking for loopholes and things. Actually, this memory course is a wonderful thing. I find I'm remembering facts and dates that I thought I'd forgot all about. Give me a date and I'll show you what I mean.
Well, let's see. April 14th.
Let's see. My process of association goes to work right away, and I can tell you that that was the date that Lincoln was shot in 1865. It was also the date that William Henry Harrison died in 1841. Try me on another one.
How about the date today?
Indiana was admitted to the Union on this date in the year 1816.
Anything else?
Now, wait a minute. Let me associate for a minute. Nope, that's it.
Sure you're not forgetting something?
Molly, with this system, I don't forget anything. If there was another event on this date, I never knew about it.
Oh, I think you knew about this one at one time.
I don't associate anything. What is it?
Today is our wedding anniversary.
Don't be silly, Molly. We were married on the... Oh, my gosh. And I didn't get you a present.
It's all right.
Gee, the stores are closed now. I'll tell you what I'll give you as a gift, Molly. I'll let you use my memory course after I'm through with it.
Is that you, McGee?
Molly, there's only two keys to this front door. You got one of them and I got the other one. Since you're already inside the house, it stands to reason that any new arrival coming in must be me.
Well, it's just that I didn't know you'd left. Where have you been?
I went to the grocery like you told me.
How could you have done that? The grocery list I gave you is still here on the desk.
Molly, I didn't take that list on purpose. I figured this would be a good chance to try out that new memory course I'm taking. I memorized the list. That way, I didn't need to take it with me.
Oh, dear. I'll bet anything you forgot some of the items I had written down.
No, I didn't know such a thing of the kind. I just got in my mind the sentence, "The red bear sits on the green table and erases the pencil marks."
You better let me take your temperature, McGee.
I'm all right. That's just the way the memory system I'm taking works. When I say, "The red bear sits on the green table and erases the pencil marks," I don't mean it literally. Every word in that sentence is a key to something that I had to get at the grocery. See? Now you take the word red. You see? Here's the red cabbage you asked me to get.
It was beets I asked you to get. And not red cabbage.
Oh, gee, that's right. Beets are red, too, aren't they? I could have sworn cabbage was the only red vegetable.
What's in the package here?
Veal cutlets. The word bear reminded me of that. Now, when you think of bear, you think of bear meat. That's how I remembered the cutlet.
It was a pork roast I asked you to get.
Are you sure? When I thought of meat, I thought of veal cutlets right away.
That's because we had them for dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that is where that idea came from. I didn't have any trouble with the word green. Here's your Brussels sprouts.
Oh, McGee, it was green beans you were supposed to get.
Well, Brussels sprouts taste almost the same. Then, of course, on the word table, I reminded myself of the four legs on a table, and that's how I happened to get these four cans of peaches.
It was four-star brand tomato juice I wanted.
Well, peaches got the same vitamins in them. And then the word erases, that gave me a little trouble. Then I remembered that you erase with rubber. So here's your new kitchen sponge.
Jerry, I asked you to bring back a box of rubber fruit jar rings.
Well, we need a new kitchen sponge. And then this last item, I know I got that right. That came from the word pencil. I stood there thinking of something that looked like a pencil. So I got two bunches of asparagus. They were on sale.
It was not asparagus you were supposed to get. It was celery.
Oh.
This memory course of yours is a complete failure. You didn't get one single item that was on the list.
Dad, right at Molly, the memory course is not at fault. It's oblivious to anybody who thinks about it that you just ordered the wrong thing. Now, let's see. Apex memory course, lesson number 3. The student should build self-confidence by repeating to himself, "I have the memory of an elephant." Yeah. "I have the memory of an elephant. I have the memory of an elephant. I..."
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi there, Jean. "I have the memory of an elephant."
Gee, that's a coincidence, I betcha.
Why? What's so coincidental about that?
Because my daddy says you have a waistline like an elephant, too, I betcha.
Well, now, I'll just disregard the palaver of your paternal parent, Teeny. What brings you out on such a chill morn?
Well, I came over to tell you something real important, I betcha.
Now you can't remember what it is, huh?
No, I remember.
It just so happens, Teeny, that I'm taking the Apex memory course now, and by using the Apex system of association, I'll show you how you can remember what you came for.
What I came for was to tell you.
Now, hold it. Just going at the problem willy-nilly like that's not going to help any. The secret lies in getting the thought processes organized properly. Now, have you got any idea what goes on inside your skull, Teeny?
You mean between my ears and under my beanie?
Well, that's the general area I was referring to.
Gosh, no. I don't know what goes on there.
Well, you got nerve endings and electrical impulsification shooting around in your brain all the time.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Every thought you got is connected to some other thought. By using the APEX system, you can hook them all together and remember everything you ever knew.
You mean every teeny tiny itsy bitsy thing I ever knew, huh?
That's right, Teeny. Just by using the APEX system of association, I could make you remember what you had for lunch 3 weeks ago last Tuesday.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich and cocoa.
How on the Sam Hill can you remember that?
Well, because I took a tap dancing lesson every other Tuesday, and I didn't take one last Tuesday, so I must have taken one the Tuesday before, and if I took one the Tuesday before, then I must have taken one 3 weeks ago, Tuesday. And before I take one, I'll always have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and cocoa.
Oh, you do, eh?
Hmm?
I says you do, huh?
You what?
Always have that.
Have what?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich and cocoa before you take a tap dancing lesson.
How'd you know?
Oh, Teeny, we're straying far afoot here. What I'm trying to get you to remember is what you come in here for. Now, think careful. Does it associate with any word beginning with A?
No. It begins with W.
Oh, you can remember the letter.
Mm-hmm.
See how the system works? Now, try to think of the word beginning with W. Can you do that?
I sure can. It's Willy Coop.
Oh, Willy Coop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing hard now. Well, what about Willy Coop?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, mister.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Chips and I were playing cowboy and Indian.
Yeah.
And Willie was the Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And he shot a flaming arrow.
Oh.
And I went up on the roof of your house, and your roof is on fire.
What?
And it's that river.
Dead. Now, let's see. One is a fire plug. Two is a bedspread. Three is a horse.
What in the world are you talking about, McGee?
Those are just the key symbols in the APEX memory training course I'm taking, Molly. Now, you say, for instance, you sent me to the grocery store for a bushel of peaches and a loaf of bread. Now, for number one, I always think of a fire plug. So, I'd get a mental picture of a bushel of peaches sitting next to a fire plug. Then for two...
Who left them there?
Who left what where?
The bushel of peaches next to the fire plug.
Nobody left them there, Molly. I can just see them there.
Well, if you see them there, somebody must have left them.
Molly, there aren't really any peaches next to the fire plug. I just see them there. Now, for two, I think of a bedspread. So, I see a loaf of bread lying on a bedspread.
Well, get it off of there. You'll get crumbs in the bed.
Molly, I can't get crumbs in the bed on account of because this is not a real loaf of bread.
Well, what is it?
It's the loaf of bread you asked me to get at the grocery store.
I did not ask you to get any bread at the grocery store. We have at least enough to last until tomorrow.
Look, Molly, this is hypothetical bread.
Well, I don't want it. The thieves get in my teeth.
Okay, you win. But I still say this memory course is a great thing. By using association, you can remember anything you ever knew. Right now, I'm associating to remember what our auto license number was in 1926.
McGee, do you know you have on one black shoe and one brown one?
That's entirely possible. Because when you start using this memory course, the secret lies in dismissing all irreverent stuff from your mind. And shoes are irreverent when it comes to remembering 1926 license numbers.
You haven't combed your hair this morning either.
Dismiss it. Hair has nothing to do with what I'm thinking about. 1926, that was the year of the big Florida hurricane. I read about that in the Peoria paper. So that means we were living in Peoria at the time. We therefore had an Illinois license. Now I got to try and visualize it.
Your socks don't match either.
Shh. I'm in a transom. I can see it. The colors were blue and white.
If you mean your socks, you have one green one and one blue one.
The license plate. Blue letters on a white background. The first number was 3. 314. 314,000.
McGee, you have a wild look in your eye, and I don't like it.
It began with 314. After 30 years, I can still remember. 3146. No, 3145. 5, that's it. 31457. One more number and I got it.
McGee, this whole memory course is useless if you're just going to remember silly things like an old license number.
314-57. Memory course? What memory course?
Heavenly days, don't you even remember you're taking it?
When I concentrate on something, I forget everything else. It couldn't be important anyway. Now, let me think. 314-57. Dadgrat it, I'm going to remember that other number if it's the last thing I ever do. 314-57.